Yivamas Perik Beis Mishnah Zayin. Shnayim Shekitshu Shtei Achoyos. The Mishnah continues cheshbonning out different cases where there's a sofik who is married to who, and the Mishnah is going to add new knechin in each case, and we'll have to halt kop. It's mostly cheshbon. So you have two. Doesn't say two brothers. Two people. The Rav says they were nachun. They're not related to each other. Kitshu Shtei Achoyos, but they're married to two sisters. Neither one of them knows which one he married. We're going to want to free both of these women. Neither one of them can get married to either one of these fellows because it might be a chois ishtay. Since he doesn't know which one is married, he can't marry either one because one of them is a chois ishtay. So, Mimela, the only way to deal with the situation is by Zenois and Shnei Gittin. Zenois and Shnei Gittin. Now, here's where things get complicated. Mesu, they both died. Lo Zeach. So, here, well, let's give names. Reuven and Shimon are not related. They're not brothers. Reuven and Shimon are married to Rachel or Leah. Both of them are married to one of the two Rachel and Leah are sisters. Reuven and Shimon died. Reuven has a brother, Levi. Shimon, who's not related to Reuven, has a brother, Yehuda. Zechel et zeshtem. Again, in order to free these two women, you have a problem. It can't be miyabim. Neither one, Levi nor Yehuda, could be miyabim either one. Why? Because it's quite possible that the first one that he would be bo'alel is not his Yevama, but it's his Yevama's sister. If it's his Yevama's sister, it's Achoyes Kukosoi. So he can't. He's Asuraloi. It's at the din of Zika. So, L'chayra, let Levi be Choylit, one of them, thereby freeing up the Zika and then marry her sister. No, Midraban, Achoyes Chalutzosoi. This is all Cheshbonis that we had in the previous Mishnah. So, Mamela, Zechel Sashtem, Zechel Sashtem. There's no way out. Loze Echod, Loze Shnayim. Let's say Reuven has one brother, Levi. Shimon, who's not Reuven's brother, has two brothers, Yehuda and Yisachar. Hayochid chel tzeshtehem, the Yochid, Levi, the single brother of Reuven, is stuck, because again, achoyes chalutzosei, achoyes kukosei, he can't be miyabim, the one memele chel tzeshtehem. Hashnayim, here's where you have an option. Echod chelutz ve'echod miyabim. You'll have Yehuda be chelutz both of them, and then Yisachar could be miyabim. By Yehuda being chaylitz, now Yisachar is not, by being miyabim, the other one of the sisters, is not being pogged by chayis kukosai. Because the Zika, if the Zika was in the other sister, she's already freed with chalitza. Ayol, tell me she's a chayis chalutzosai. She's not. It's not chalutzosai. Remember that when there are two brothers and one of them is chaylitz, there's no shame chachoyz chalutzosa except to the one who actually performed the chalitza. Even though the catch is, even though the chalitza batsim is chal on behalf of both brothers, the chalois of the chalitza is chal klapi both brothers, but the shame midrabon of chachoyz chalutzosa is only klapi the one who actually did the maisa chalitza. So therefore, Yisachar will be able to be miyabim after Yehuda, his brother, was already chaylitz, the first one. Kodmu v'kintzu, this we had already in Mishnah Vov, that if somebody violated the halach of achoyz chalutzosoi, I'm sorry, achoyz kukosoi, ein metzin miyodom. Why? Because it was only when he was bo'aleo that he was over. But once he's bo'aleo and he's married to her, so then for sure, if this is his yevama, so then he was miyabim her. It's the sister of the Yavama. By marrying her, he's mafkir the Zika from her sister. So Melef, the one who he's married to now, is no longer achoyes kukosoi. He was already mafkir the Zika from the other one. He was already over the Issa. Lozeshnaim. Here's another knech. Reuven has two brothers, Levi and Yehuda. Shimon, who's not Reuven's brother, has two brothers, Yisachar and Zvulun. So again, to be miyabim on either side of the aisle first, you can't, because either maise yibum could be achoyes kukosoi. Might be yibum, it might be achoyes kukosoi. See, you have a problem. So Mameli, you're going to have from the two sides, one chalitza, and then the other brother. That means if Levi does a chalitza to one of them, and we have Levi and Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun. So Levi does a chalitza, Yisachar does a chalitza. Then Yehuda could do a yibum, and Zvulun could do a yibum. So Ochav shel zeh chayel tzlachas, Ochav shel zeh chayel tzlachas, Ochav shel zeh, the second brother, miyabim chalutzosei shel zeh. Ochav shel zeh, miyabim chalutzosei shel zeh, can take the chalutza of the other one. Kidmu shnayim v'cholzu. That means both brothers of one of them. Right? We said Reuven has two brothers, Levi and Yehuda. So Levi and Yehuda were both chayelets, Rachel and Leah. So now neither one of them could be miyabim. So you fapachkit one of these women being married, being taken care of by one side. Only one of the women are going to have a takana, because now that Levi and Yehuda were chayelets, you're stuck with that. Zachayitz chalutzosi, you can't marry either one of them. Mela then go over to the other side of the aisle. The two brothers of Shimon, Yisachar, Zvulun, you could do it the way we just said it before. One could be chayelets, and then the other one could be miyabim. Lo yiyabim hashnayim. Both of the women won't have a yibum. Ela echad chaylitz ve'echad miyabim. Kidmu v'kantzu, if somebody violated the din of achoyz kukosoy, so it's fafalin, like we said before, ein metzin mi yodam. This is repeated every single time. Mishnah Ches, mitzvah begodl liyabim. Here we have a drosha that the Gemara says learned out of the posuk in Pashas Yibum. The lashon of the second posuk in Pashas Yibma says, v'hoyu abuchay shetelet, Yokum Hashem Ochiv Hameis V'leimochah Shmei Mi'Yisrael. So the reading of the pasuk V'hoyu HaBechor is when the Bechor Asher Teled, L'chor means the Bechor that's born from the Yovam and the Yavama after Yavama Yovei Oleo. But the Gemara darshins that it's also going on V'hoyu HaBechor, the Bechor is the one that should be Miyabim. Asher Teled is in the future when the child will be born, Yokum Hashem Ochiv Hameis. So, again, the Pshutei Shemikra is that the child that's born, or if a child's born, from the Yovam and the Yavama, that will be Hashem Ochiv Hameis. But really, it's going on the Bechor. The one that was Miyabim is Yokum Hashem Ochiv Hameis. He's the one who has the Schus, i.e. Yerusha, to take over his brother. So the Gemara is sort of back and forth on the past and the future tense of how to read the Pasuk. So from that we get that there's a mitzvah ala gadol yab. Now this mitzvah is because yibum is a mitzvah, and the lechatchil of the mitzvah is that the gadol shabachim doesn't have to be a bechor al pi halacha, but the gadol shabachim should be miyabim. As far as the zikas yibum v'chalitza is concerned, there's no difference. All the brothers are the same. We're talking over here about the lechatchil of being mekayim the mitzvah yibum. It's a lechatchil and a ma'ase mitzvah. Of course, the obvious question is, it doesn't say it, and the Pashtus is, that there is no lechatchila legabi the mitzvah of doing chalitza. Now, the truth is that we brought up Bekitza Nimritz in Perek Aleph Mishnah Aleph and Akdoma. Is there a mitzvah of chalitza? Not Claude, this is the Bavus Dered of Chacham Tzvi, that it could very well be that chalitza is not a mitzvah. Yibum is a mitzvah. Chalitza is, hey yois shizkuko li yibum. So Memela, without Chalitza, she's still stuck. She's an Aguna. She's a Yivam L'Shur. So she needs Chalitza to free her. What happens if she's 85 and her brother-in-law is 90? They're both in nursing homes. Nobody's getting married. There's no Takonas Agunois over here. So Memela, there's no reason to do the Chalitza. Should you do the Chalitza? The Chamtzi is back and forth on this. L'maisa, what you do is that Bavust and Zoyer and Midrashim, the Chalitza is a beginning. Is a beginning. L'hokim, l'hokim shem, the Chalitza itself does. But again, in Lanu Esik bin Estorois, in the Pshuta Shal Mikra, there's mitzvahs yibum, lav davka chalitza mitzvah. It could be, the lashon of the Achronim is that it's only a matter. Vinishvi, legabe the zika, there's no difference between the yibum and the chalitza, like we've pointed out a bunch of times. The mitzvah over here is begodl, and Mamela, since the zika is the same, avada, vim kodam, akot zocha, there's no difference between the kinyan that she's konui to the cotton or the god. Here the Mishnah finishes off with a din that's unrelated, but it's really only a hemshich of the din that we had before, that a yovam is not allowed to be bo on achois, this kukasoi. the Zika creates some form of issues where now it's a quasi achos ishtoi. But we had a few times in the Mishnah, vim kinsa ein moitzin. So because of that, the Mishnah points out over here another case where the Chazal tell the person al yichnois, but im koinis, so then it doesn't have to be moitzi, and one last case where konas and even be moitzi. Hanitan ala shivcha v'neshtachu. The Indian is mamash not shaykh to us. It's just for this point. A nitan is somebody who's choshud, somebody who's carrying that divrei laz. Look at the Tais Yantu, he brings the pasuk by Bnei Yaakov, when it says, Ta'anu es bi'irchem, weight down your animals with food that they were getting from Mitzrayim. So he's weighted down, there's a rumor that's sitting on him, ala shivcha, that he was bo ala shivcha, v'nishtachra, then she was freed. Now, legitimately, he can marry her. Right now, she's a giyaris. She's a shivcha v'nishtachra. He can marry al pi halocha, afi lohochi, the halocha is lechetchila, don't marry her. Why? Because of the lazus v'sayim. Person shouldn't give a mokoim for lazus that he didn't have her. He shouldn't give that a mokoim moitza. Same thing as well, anochus v'nizgayra. They were choshed him, they were whispering, they were talking that he was nechshad, that he was choyte with a goyish woman. But this guy, now she's Jewish. Areza lo yichnes. Vim konas, it's a lechatchila. Ein metzim yod, there's nothing really also about her. Whereas hanitan al eshes ish, when a person was nechshad al eshes ish, the rumors went around. Voitziyua mitachas yodoy. She was nizgarish from her husband. Her husband divorced her because of the rumors. So over there, so right now she's not an eshes ish. Right now she's a pnuya. It could be if you want to listen to the rumor, you want to say he was mizana with her. So then she was a soita labayla, and that's why her husband had to divorce her. Echad labal vechad laboyel. The gzeres hakosav is that the boyel who was boyel left to answer up to her husband is not allowed to marry her thereafter. So therefore, since there's a mokum even on the after the gerushin, to answer afal pishukonas yoytzi. The Rav points out that this halach is only because of echad labal vechad laboyel by a nitan, by somebody who was choshur on eshet ish. What happens if chalilo, we have a fellow who's choshud with a pnuyo, so then lemaisa he should marry her. The poskim will encourage him to marry her. Aye, that'll open up the rumors that he was choshud with her as a pnuyo. Afilo hachi, he should marry her because that znush should be nisurabe and klal yisrael. Intimate relationships out of marriage. So if I can, you should marry her now to consummate the marriage. You look at the Yochin, and he speaks out chiluke dinim there and again. It's an important area in halacha to have klor if unfortunately such a situation comes up. So let's speak out the prata b'kitzer. This that a woman is nechshad as an eshes ish, and because of that she has din legabe her husband, or din legabe somebody who was choshud that he was boleh while she was in eshes ish, the breakdown is like this. If there are eidei kinyan yestira, even one eid kinyan yestira, we learn in Masechta Soita that the baal asses up with kinyan yestira, the woman becomes asura labaila midde oiraisa. And that means that even if she was divorced from her husband, she married the nechshad, the alleged boil, the halacha is she's asura loy. So even if they had children together, where imamish being moitzi laz on the children, the halacha is he's mechuyev, the nechshad who married her, the boil, is mechuyev to divorce her, because it is a deraisa of boil at stake. Where there are no eidei kinyan yestira, there happened to be two eidim that she was nisyachid with a man. So it's avad is suspicious, but only kinu yistiru, where a husband warned her not to be nisach of that man, that creates a nisah deraisa. Beis edi yichud, we don't say the husband that he has to be megash, even though his wife is under suspicion. What were you doing secluded with another man? Afil hochi, she has a cheskes kashrus, and we don't tell the husband that he has to divorce her. What happens if there are beis, what's called edi kiur, not yichud, but they saw a physical, some type of intimate physical activity between the man who was choshud and the woman. It's called kiur, miloshin something, mechur, ugly. If there's also a koil ba'ir, that this choshud was mezana with this woman, So then, according to many poskim, we tell the husband that he's mechuyev to be megarasha. That means even though Eidei Yichud themselves don't create a chiyuv midrabanan on a husband to divorce a woman, but could be Eidei Kiyuv together with a kol yotze, that does. That's considered more of a chash. Others tiny that even that not. You need a very strong kol, not in every case. That's the third category. Where there's an Eid Echod that a woman was mezana, but there's no kinyan hesteira. This that we'll learn in Masechet Soita that an Eid Echod, asurs and isha lebaila, is only at kama. There was a situation with that man that there was kinyan hesteira. Masha'enke by an Eid Echod on Znus itself, you need to aid him. To be moitzi a woman min baila, you need to aid him. We'll speak out of famous kasha. A woman being asura lebaila, Rachman al Tzon, al Znus, is only chayve lavin. According to most, the way the Rishonim say, what's considered a Dovah Shabeva that we say in Dovah Shabeva Pox Mishnayim? When something is Chayve Krisus, Shein Kiddush and Tafsi Boy. L'chor Chayve Lavin of Soita is not Chayve Krisus. You're saying that a woman's Asur Labayla, she's still married to him. It's just that he's not allowed to live with her. There's an Issa. That Issa is only Chayve Lavin. Maybe an Erechon should be Nemen. Maybe that should be considered Erechon and Bisurim. This is the subject of a long tshuva between the Nesivis, the Mechaber and the Nesivis, Reb Kiva Eiger, and the Beis Meir, in Tshuvas Reb Kiva Eiger. And there's different svaras that are said over there. One svara is that since the Etzem Maisa Arayis is a Maisa with Chayvi Krisus, because an Eshtish Etzem Zana, of course, is Chayvi Krisus, so Mele has a Choyme of a Dovish Bev, that's one possibility. The other possibility, Reb Kiva Eiger, is that since we learned that by Issa Soita Labailo, Tumuk Sibbo Karayis, we discussed in the first parak, that is Mafkia Zika. It has a din of an erva. So if the Torah upgraded the Issa Soita Labailo not to be only the level of Chavi Lava, the Torah upgraded it to be called Arayis. So maybe you need to aid him. The third Mahalach, which is a Mechudish Dika Mahalach, is to say, Enachanami, the Etzim Issa of an Isha Labailo al Soita is not a Chavi Lava. But to be moitzi an isha mibaila is bidoime to be moitzi mammon from somebody. Not that isha is mamoina shobal, but there's a hafko on his issues. Memela, for that, you need to aid him. That's the raid from the achrayim. So those are some of the categories. To go further, the way the Yochin makes a summary, if the husband himself saw his wife being mezana rachman al son, then of course she's asura loy. Not only that, but if somebody comes to the husband and gives a report, and the husband, being honest, says, I believe this person totally, then that will define for the husband that that's what he knows. You could call that Shavian Avshachatik Edisur. Of course, it's not Nemon if there aren't proper Edim, but for him himself, he's definitely the Mechuyev to be Megarasha. There's a sub-discussion. You could say that this is only because a husband anyway is allowed to be Megarasha's wife. So if he believes it, he believes her reports, and then he has to get rid of her. What happens, Bizman HaZeh, that we have a Chayim Darben HaGeshem, a man's not allowed to divorce his wife without consent? Poskim say that maybe he's not allowed to believe whomsoever. He doesn't have a right connected her right that she's allowed to stay married to him. If the woman herself says she's Mizana, say we have a sugya that ended in Dorim, that unless there's a Raglayim L'dov, we don't believe her. The reason why we don't say her Shavya Navshachatich Disura will asa her, she said it, so she's believed copy herself, is could be because she's not believed on herself because she's Meshubit to her husband to live with him. That's one possibility. What says over there in the Mishnah is that we're Chosh Hashem and Nosne Neo Ba'acher. The question is that a new takonu that goes together with the fact that she's Meshubit to her husband? That's the Rishonim of the end in the Dor. There's a Tosefis to this. Is that the whole discussion whether an Eishes Ish is mutter to say she was Mizana, whether she's believed, is only Klapi her husband. Klapi the boil, let's say her husband Taka did divorce her. Klapi the boil, we certainly believe her. There's no shibud, she has the boil. So there, Bezna heard her say that she was Mizana while she was married to her husband. Reuven, she was Mizana with Shimon. If Reuven divorces her, she's not allowed to marry Shimon. We'll be Moitzi because you said it. If you said it, Bezin is going to force you to keep it. The last category, the seventh, is what we spoke out by the Rav, that a Pnuyo that was Nechshadir, we tell the alleged boil that he should marry her. He's not Mechuyiv to, we won't force him, but we definitely tell him that he should. These are the seven categories in the Dinim of Choshut.